Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance moves. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
Yo, D, it's your boy Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. Sitting here in the cold, Memphis, Tennessee. Live in effect, it's sunny though. It's a pretty day out here. It's cold, but it's a pretty day in Memphis, Tennessee. I flew in here on Thursday night. Y'all wouldn't believe that I flew in here on two planes and had to drive 2 hours through the desert. That wasn't the desert, but it felt like it. It was like the opposite of the desert. It was freezing, and you could only see 10 feet ahead of you because it was so foggy. But I'm here doing a Dare to Dance convention. Your girl Athena out here doing her thing, putting it down. Got the kids. I just got done with my class. So I'm all sweaty and I was about to say hotty and sweaty and hot, but it was all good. The kids enjoyed it. I had a ball doing what I love to do. I appreciate y'all coming out here and having me out here. But I want to talk about these Oscars, man, because we got, yo, my boy E is on the line right now. I want to bring him in because I want to talk about these Oscars, man. Yo, check this out. My girl Kaya is actually going to be performing at one of the pre-parties of the Oscars tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you, this is how crazy the industry is. This is what a choreographer does. I'm in Memphis. I had to edit the music on the computer because it was last minute. They said, Kaya, can you perform tomorrow? Well, they was like, can you perform Sunday at the Oscars? And she was like, oh, yes, of course I can. I'm ready. She has no show together, no nothing. She called me last night saying, I need you. I was like, what's up? She was like, I need you to put a show together for me in one day. We got to perform it on Sunday. I was like, wow. So check this out. I had to call my boy Bobby because I didn't bring my computer with me. I had to send him the songs, tell him how to edit it, what song was going first, put it all together, sent me the email, did it perfectly. Then I had to call my girl, Naya. She's in L.A. I say, yo, check this out. I'm going to send you this video with this choreography on it. I need you to learn it. Find one of your girls. This is how cold I am. I called her. She called one of her girls that dances for Nicki Minaj. She agreed to do it just on the strength, you know. So I was like, cool. We got two hot girls to dance with Kaya. Kaya's all excited, so the girls are rehearsing today. They go put it down. They go do two songs, Release the Energy. If y'all ain't heard that song, it's fire. Release the Energy. Yeah, it's fire. So if y'all ain't doing nothing, make sure y'all visit all the Oscar parties. If y'all see Kaya, make sure y'all say what's up. And hopefully I get back in town early enough to catch the show because I get in like around 7 o'clock. So I'm going to go home, do the red carpet, go home, get dressed, do the red carpet, and hopefully I can see the show. So that's how a choreographer lives, and that's how we do, because that's what we do, all right? Yo, E, you in there? You with me?
Can I meet you? What's up? Out here in L.A., my man.
Hey, that's what's up. So we're doing it straight from Memphis, Tennessee to L.A. That's how we do. Easy, doing it the easy way with Shane Sparks playing the dance. Yo, check it out. So what you got going on? E, tell me the scoop. I've been away for a couple of days. I feel like I'm lost.
Oh, man, Easy Way Broadcasting is killing, man. You're talking about Kaya. Well, we're bringing Vanessa Curry from the Pussycat Dolls on to do a show on Mondays.
Wow.
Yeah, she's going to be doing a fashion and music show. So we got the dance covered, we got the fashion and music, and we got the sports and music covered. And that's how we do. And then I'm hosting, man. I'm hosting a big Oscar event for the Multicultural Motion Picture Association at Ryan Hollis's from the Clippers spot tonight. And same thing, last minute, dude. That's how it works. Is last minute, the president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association calls me up at like 9 in the morning going, hey, we need you to host. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Can you be here like 2 hours early so we can show you the whole format? And I'm like, yeah, I'm on the board and everything, so I kind of have to say yes. So, yeah,
that's what's up, man. Well, they say if you're already ready, you ain't never got to get ready. You know what I mean? So, that's
what
we
do.
I know.
It'd be hot.
I know, because I'm telling you, it's that it factor, man. If you got the it factor, I don't care when they call me or where I got to go. What I know is what I know. What I do is what I do. Nobody is going around telling me or showing me what's in my brain. So you call me at 3 in the morning and say, yo, we got to do a show. I'm like, let's go. Because that's what I do. And that's what I need everybody to understand. As an entertainer, if you listen to me, if this is what you do, Okay, somebody called you a minute before the show and said, yeah, somebody just cut out the show. They can't do it. Can your crew come in here and perform? Please,
your signal's cutting out a little bit, my man. Your signal's cutting out a little bit. Make sure you got good signal.
I'm going to walk back over here. Okay. So it's like, that's nothing. That's what we do. We already ready, you know? So that's what that's the message I want to give today. And just for all the dancers in Los Angeles, California, if you're in San Diego, if you're in Vegas, whatever, we hold an audition for my girl, Eva Universe. She's about to go on the World of Dance tour. She's looking for some dancers for the tour. So we're holding a big, big audition. We already got like 400 people signed up. We just put it up like a couple of days ago. We're going to be at the Millennium from 1 to 4 o'clock on Sunday, March the 3rd. If you can dance, if you're a female, if you're a male, I need you to be there because it's going to be fire. I'll see y'all later. It's going to be fire. So I need, yes, you will. I need y'all to be there. So make sure y'all come ready to do what y'all do and represent for for Eva. And we're going to have cameras there. EZ's going to be there filming. He's going to have his boys there filming. So it's going to be live. So I'm trying to make auditions like a TV show.
Oh, that's
we could.
I remember when I met Eva at the Teen Self-Esteem event with Bella Boo, and she killed it. Her performance was hot. And we do have a little bit of footage of that if they want to go on WTV Networks or The Easy Show, Eric Zulli on YouTube, and just look for Eva's Universe or Teen Self-Esteem. You'll probably see her performance. If you guys don't know who she is, she's a real hot performer. So.
Yes, yes, yes. And I know I said this before last week, but we still looking for actors and actresses. We're actually only looking for actresses for this new Spring Break movie. If you are beautiful, you ain't got to be super beautiful, but if you're hot in your own mind and you could somehow, and you could act a little bit, because it's not going to cost for a lot of acting, it's just really being sexy and being stupid for the whole weekend. I need y'all to send your bio, resume, pictures to bookingartist@yahoo.com. bookingartist@yahoo.com. My boy's been calling me. He's like, Shane, we got a lot of submissions. I got a lot of pictures. I got a lot of girls. I'm happy to hear that because I've been telling everybody about it. We want to make a hot, hot Spring Break movie. And, you know, I'm just trying to do it. That's what we do. And that's why I got this station. So we can put the information up there, stuff that I do know. What else?
That's hot, man. Sexy and stupid. Great combination. So for sexy and stupid people.
Sexy. Every man's dream. Yeah. This is your boy Shane Sparks, Easy, doing it the easy way on Planet Dance. Yo, man, life is beautiful, man. I cannot complain. Everything is going beautiful. This has already been a beautiful year. Summertime is going to be crazy. I just can't wait to see everything unfold, reality shows, dance shows, you know, just meeting new people and just doing what we do, man. I'm going to go to Vegas next week to do a photo shoot with I can't think of the guy's name, but my manager just hooked me up with it. And it's going to be crazy, man, because we're doing this old futuristic robot photo shoot. Nobody's done as a dancer yet. You know what I mean? I shouldn't even say that. Somebody's going to try to bite it. But it's going to be sick. You know what I mean? But that's what we're doing up there, man. So I'm excited, man. I'm just trying to do what we do out here in Memphis, Tennessee. Young Junior, I thought I was going to see you. I know your boy Binky called me this morning, man, but we was going through some stuff out here trying to get things together. So I'm going to try to call him back later. But if we could get that song on since I'm out in Memphis, I would love to hear On Me by my boy Young Junior, Flight Club. Let's get it. Put it on. Yeah. Flight Club. Young Junior.
Party squad, bodies, bras on me. On me. Deadlock smoke, deadlock style on me. Get what you want, baby, got a style on me. Hey, I'm on you, man, I'm put out there. Put
on me,
put a style on me. Then I smoke out and squab out these bras on me. Style on me, just put a style on me. Pop a bottle if you want to be on. Get nothing on the stone, man.
They pray. Tell them to do whatever that they play. dress and I'ma get them all red bottoms on me.
All these guap, all these bars
yeah,
on me,
yeah,
on me.
Yeah,
dead ass smoke,
yeah,
dead ass all
yeah,
on me. Get what you want, baby girl, it's all on me. And later on, you can come put all that ass on me.
So I can't hear nothing. It's like loud as heck. Can you hear me, E?
Yeah, there you are.
We good?
Yeah.
Hey, I just got a text from you. I can't really read it right now because I'm talking to you and all this noise is going on. But you say you did something with Stevie Wonder?
No, not Stevie Wonder. I had my girl Nautica De La Cruz from KGLH 102.3 on, and Stevie Wonder owns that station. So it was a
is that right? Okay.
Yeah, it was a really awesome show. I encourage your listeners to go back and listen to the archived, and it's everything that you never knew, and a lot of cool stuff we're setting up with my girl Nautica, and you know, it's the Easy Way Movement, baby. You know how we roll.
No, that's what's up. And what's this about Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Well, you know, the show that you're going to be in, the show that we're working with, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire is involved in that. I'm not going to say the name because the name may change, but there's a kind of a Soul Train / American Idol show that we've been working on. We're going to be shooting real soon. And Verdeen White from Earth, Wind, and Fire is one of the producers on it, and it's really starting to come together.
Oh, nice.
We just brought on Gabriel Cannon from Nick Cannon's brother, and Vanessa Curry is going to be co-hosting. You're doing the choreography. Gabe may host. I'm the main host on it. It's a really great project. It's been coming along really well.
Oh, that's what's up, man. That's good, because I was wondering about that, because I hadn't really, you know, we hadn't really talked about it, but usually when there's silence, it's about to be a storm. So that's good to hear, man. That's what's up. I want to change the subject real quick, man, because you know how we got to get a little deep on here sometimes, because I have a lot on my mind. I go through a lot of things. I talk to a lot of people, and I experience a lot of things. And sometimes I like to put it out there because sometimes it can help somebody else that's out there listening, or, you know, maybe whoever's listening can help somebody. But, I had this situation, and I just want to talk to all the dancers and all the people that get paid to do what they do. And they, you know, fly places, and they got to, you know, get up out of their warm bed, leave their little comfortable house, get on the airplane, and do all this extra work based on what somebody said they're going to do for them. You know what I mean? And I was talking to my boy the other day, and he was just running it down to me. And it's crazy, man. Like, he gets to a place, does all that traveling, and they say they're going to have his money when he gets there. He gets to his hotel. First of all, his hotel, the credit card had got declined by the people who set it up. So when he gets there, he's trying to get in his room. It's like, oh, the credit card got declined. So they end up letting him in because, you know, they worked it out a little bit. So that was the first thing. When he got in his room, he was like, yo, I was supposed to have a check in there. I've half the money. He gets to his room. There's no check. So then he calls the lady, tell her what's up. You know, no check here. She says, I'm sorry, I'm going to give it to you tomorrow. I'm going to give you cash if that's okay, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, all right, that's fine. The next day comes, and she doesn't really come around too much. And then when he sees her, you know, she's like, oh, okay, I'm going to give it to you tonight. So she gives him like $100. Here, here's $100. Get you something to eat, you know, because, you know, they're supposed to give you per diem and all this stuff when you do these road, when you're on the road. And then, so she said, I'm going to give it to you tonight. I'm going to give you the rest of it tonight. And then, I mean, I'm going to give you the rest of it tomorrow. So early in the morning, she calls him and says, I'm going to apologize. I ain't got your money. Something went wrong. My checkbook got left at home, and I'm like 2 hours away, and I ain't got my money. And my mama was going to send me some money, and I don't even know if I got money to get home. And I was like, are you serious, man? Like really, really think about that. Somebody have you coming somewhere. You leave somewhere that you already got work. You got stuff going on, and you're busy. And then you talk to somebody and say, yo, it would be beautiful if you could come out here and help out my show or blah, blah, blah. And you go there, and they don't even have, first of all, the show is okay. Then they don't even have the money they're going to give you. So you missed out on money at home. You wasted a lot of time. And now you're somewhere that you don't even really want to be, you know what I mean, for no reason, you know? So I'm just going to throw this out there.
I got one thing to say to that, man. That's the beauty of PayPal. I give you an idea of my system. I don't budge without 50% up front. I don't care what it is, what you're talking about.
That's why I'm trying to put this out there now. Don't leave until you get your money. Don't leave unless you got a contract. You know what I mean? Half the money is better than no money, but at least get half your money before you leave. So if you get there and it's bullshit, you can just jump back on your plane, enjoy the time out there in the hotel, enjoy that, do what you do, get back on there. At least you made some money for doing nothing. All you did was take a flight. But don't go nowhere without getting half your money on sent to you, like you said, through PayPal or Western Union or wired to you, man.
Don't get me wrong, though. I want to give some good advice on your show here. It's not always about money, and let me tell you why. If you can acquire good content that can turn into money because you can utilize it for an EPK to pitch yourself for more money, that's often good to get involved with. It should be very high-level content that can help. If it can help you evolve what you're doing, I would also recommend doing it. But usually, if it's not that case, you have to get at least 50% up front, and then the other 50% before you even do the job. Quarterlies, and that's the best way to do it. I'm dealing with a situation right now. We WTV covered an event, a real high profile event. We were supposed to get last minute. We're like an hour away from the event. I get a text. We're going to have to give you the money in a couple weeks. And that's a classic move. And I didn't listen to my own rule, but, you know, it was for a good cause, so we did what we did. Charity causes, you know, it's usually a different thing.
Right. And sometimes you can't help it. Sometimes you get into a position, you trust the people, or you know them. You know what I mean? And sometimes you do get put in that situation, and you can't really do nothing about it. But just take heed to what we're saying right now, because a lot of times you can stop yourself from being, you know, in that position, and you made a good point. You can always turn a negative into a positive if you got a creative mind. You know what I mean? Don't always look at it as a bad situation. Sometimes you're supposed to be somewhere that you never would have gone if it wasn't for them bringing you out there and accomplish something that would have never got accomplished if you didn't go. You know what I mean? Or just learn something about yourself or meet somebody that you would have never met if you didn't go. You know what I mean? It's a lot of things that can come from what we call accidents or mistakes or, you know what I mean? So, you know, just take heed to that. So I just want to throw that out there. You know, you can always turn a negative to a positive, but take care of your business before you move, because at the end of the day, everybody got to pay bills. I don't care how much money you got. If you got $1 trillion, you got $500 billion in bills to pay. You know what I mean? So the more money you got, the more bills you got. And, you know, your boy Biggie said it, you know, more money, more problems. So there ain't no such thing as like, oh, I can deal without that million. No, get your money. You're going out there and giving a service, you're doing a service, get your money, because I guarantee you the people that's following you out there, they're getting theirs. Trust me, they're getting theirs. And if they didn't get theirs, they would be all up in your butt, you know, tripping. You know?
Just be very selective and make sure you do a lot of research before you make a decision, and just know, is that right for you? Is that right worth for your time? Because a lot of times you can pick one thing, and then there'll be other things that will come that'll be more just the right thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely, man. So I just want to throw that out there, man. Other than that, man, life is good. Life is definitely good. You know, opportunities
Planet
are just
dance,
coming
baby,
up and right.
Planet
you know,
Dance, hey. Dancing all over the world.
That's what's up. Hey, if anybody's trying to call in, because you know I can't see the dashboard. If anybody's trying
you know
to call in, let
favorite,
me know what's up.
You know we got our favorite fans. We got our girl Victoria chilling in that queue and listening to the show going, oh, man, I want to jump in. And then we have 219-2806. That's what we got in queue. Yeah, we had another one, but it dropped. But, actually, Victoria, yeah, we're going to bring Victoria in. She called into the show. She got a chance to meet Nautica de la Cruz, and she had a unique story, so maybe she might want to say it on your show, too. Victoria, you're on air to Planet Dance, Shane Sparks, EZ.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
What's up, Vicky?
How are you, Shane? Hi, Eric.
I'm good. I'm freezing.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm freezing out in New York, too. It's raining like crazy out here. But, yeah.
It's actually beautiful out here. Today in Memphis is really, really beautiful. It's just kind of chilly, but it's clear and sunny.
That's not fair. It's like rainy and muggy here. I don't know if you listened to the show yesterday, Eric's show, but I said that you and Eric are, I look at you guys like my mentors because, you know, you guys helped me to look out for certain things in the industry since that's what I want to do. So you guys, you know, tell me what to look out for, what, you know, just to be smart. And,
right.
And I told Eric yesterday that you guys didn't know this, but I am, the whole time that you guys have been talking to me, I don't even know how long it's been, like almost a year, right? That
probably.
I've been talking to you guys on the radio. The whole time, I'm actually in a DV shelter with my son, and I told him yesterday that, you know, I was kind of iffy to tell you guys because I didn't want like a oh I feel bad for her, you know, that sort of thing. So like I just wanted you guys to see, well, she's doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? She could do her thing while being in a messed up situation. So
that's commendable, definitely, and especially when you have a kid while you're trying to do it. But you're moving forward, girl. You got your agent. You know, you got things that you're doing, and that's what this show is all about. That's what Easy Way Broadcasting is all about. That's what our movement is we're just trying to inspire and educate as many as possible in the pathways we've walked. And it's kind of like the parents say, you know, you walk through that door and there's glass there and they can tell you where the glass is. Don't step on that glass. That's kind of what the station's all about. And, oh, you know what? Did we lose Shane Sparks? I think we lost Mr. Shane Sparks. He dropped. Where'd he go? Hold on. Let's see if we can get him back. What happened, Mr. Shane? Hold on, guys. Gonna get Mr. Shane back. So that's the beauty of cell phones. So it's Planet Dance, guys. Easy Way Broadcasting. That's how we roll. We are a celebrity podcast that helps you interact with your fans. And that's what we do through social media. Let's see if we get Mr. Shane Sparks back. Shane Sparks, you there?
Yeah. I dropped the call for some reason. I don't know what just happened. But, yeah, all good. So,
all
you know
good.
What? I want to say something about that, Victoria. Look, what is that? That's the radio?
That's a kid.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay. I just want to say something to you, Victoria. Like, just because people know me through dance, that's all they think I represent. But I use dance as a stepping stone. This whole thing that I do is a gift to be able to talk to people and hopefully encourage them to change their ways and change their lives and maybe give them hope. Because I come from a small place, and I grew up with my mother and my two sisters, and I literally was in the hood every day of my life. But in the hood, I learned to tumble, to dance, to fight, to steal, to rap, to sing, to everything that I know how to do. I learned it there, and I apply it all. I don't steal anymore, but I apply it all to everything that I do. So I know what it's like to be in a position where you feel like you're powerless, and then have somebody that just comes out of the blue that gives you hope. That's all we want to do. So the fact that you were there, it makes me so happy that we can touch somebody from there and hopefully bring them out of that situation or at least give them hope to make them move on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what this is all about at the end of the day. It's not about dance. Dance is the stepping stone to get to everything else that I want to do in this world, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, that makes me happy. It puts a warm spot in my heart.
So I just want you guys to know that you guys are like my mentors, I look at you guys like mentors.
Okay, we're your digital voice mentors.
Yeah.
Well, don't listen to everything I say. I'm just playing. All right, well, we're going to let you go, Victoria, because we got to get out of here. We got to talk a little bit more, but I want to say it's good talking to you. And, you know, I'm glad that you're moving on and you're getting past whatever you're getting past. And just keep, you know, fighting, stay strong, keep praying, stay focused, and do what you were meant to do. Some of the most powerful people in the world came from the lowest situations in their life, you know what I mean? And the reason they're so powerful is because they had so much to learn from. I always talk about mountains and valleys, man, mountains and valleys. Right now, you're in the valley, but you would definitely be on that mountain again.
Dancing on this planet the easy way, girl, you'll be good.
Yeah, you can cut me off. Let's go. All right, Victoria, we love you. Have a good day. Tell your son I say woo, and I'll talk to you later, all right?
Bye, Shane.
All right, I'll see you later.
Bye. Bye.
Yes, sir. So that's what we do, baby. That just made me feel good. I don't know about you, Shane, but that's what the whole podcast is about.
Definitely, man. Dance is what saved me, man. That's why I use dance as a step I want to do, because it saved me, literally, man. If I wasn't dancing back in the day, I'm telling you, I would have been doing something crazy. I would have just went with the rest of the people and did all the stuff that they were doing, but it gave me hope. It made me feel like I was special, and it took me all the way to where I'm at now, you know what I mean?
You got me curious now, brother. You got me. You can't say that you used to steal and you used to do this in the hood
I'm going to tell you this. There ain't probably, I'm not going to say it like that, but most boys, most young boys that grow up with their cousins and in the worst parts of the town, they did everything, man. And when you don't have nothing, you taking. So we were going to little stores. I'm just putting it out there. This is when I was like 10 years old, man. But we would go to these little stores and we would steal candy bars because we was hungry. You know, we had to do what we had to do. So that's what we did.
Yeah.
But I grew out of that, man. But, you know, that's what made me work harder to become what I am, because I didn't want to have to be in the position where I had to take or want. I wanted to be in a position to get what I wanted and be able to help other people. So living like that made me appreciate everything that I got and everything that I do. And when you grow up with everything, you don't appreciate it. So you get a new car at 16 and you're mad. How you gonna give me a Toyota, a brand new 2013 Honda Civic? You know what I mean? Like, you know, a billion kids will love to have that car, and you tripping because they've had what they want all their life. They're spoiled, so they don't appreciate that. They want to have the most expensive car, and they don't get it. They need a cheap car when they first start out because you learn to drive. You know, but I learned early, man, how to appreciate the small things. I know what it's like to not have clothes, not have money, have your electricity off. I learned all that, man, growing up. So I appreciate everything. I have no shame in my game because I fought hard to get where I am, and I'm going to keep on fighting. And if it wasn't for my struggle, I couldn't talk the way I talk or do the things I do or have so much compassion for people, man.
That's a good message, Shane. And, yeah, like a lot of people will, you know, a lot of people will, like, kind of be grumpy and they'll bitch that, excuse my French, but that, you know, they have a cold or whatnot. But you know what, Shane? I apologize, man. I got a radio. In fact, if you guys want to listen to my radio interview, I got to go live on the radio right now. I'm getting the call. So I got to let you take your show, and I'm going to put it on mute for a second and knock this out.
I'm about to get out, too. We got like 2 minutes left, so I'm going to cut out like 2 minutes early. So let's get out, all right?
All right, Shane. Well, I'll be listening. Hold on one second, please. I'll be listening. I'm still alive on air. 1 second, Linda. I'll be listening, Shane, and I'm still here running the board.
No, cut me out. I'm about to go now. I got to get in the car and go, okay? So, thank y'all for listening to Planet Dance. Your boy, Shane Clark, easy, doing it the easy way. We out of here. Outro.
All right, guys, Planet Dance, it was fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We're always just trying to inspire and educate the easy way. Dance all over this planet. Shane, I love you, brother. I'll see you when you get back in the L.A. That's how we do it. We'll put some music on and then just get it hypey. Get on me. All right, Shane, peace.
Out is guapa.
All right, guys, that was Planet Dance, baby. Shane Sparks in the house. That's how we do it, Easy Way Broadcast. We hope you enjoyed the education and advice and the struggles and the stories and stuff. We just keep it moving. A lot of cool guests coming on. Make sure you stay tuned. And if you're interested, we got a show tomorrow called the Rosman Experience. Now, the Rosman Experience is all about raising awareness for charities. And this man is a financial genius. He's a motivational speaker. He's a host. He's got the show. He's getting it moving. And we're talking to a school tomorrow. They're going to be talking to school, to the kids and the principals. And it's a really amazing charity story. So tune in 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here at Easy Way Broadcasting. If you like the shows, you can follow Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. You can follow Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook. Please tell your friends we're making it happen, and we're making it happen the easy way. And this was Planet Dance, guys. Saturday, 2 p.m. Every Saturday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Believe me, it's getting a lot better. We got a lot of surprises for you. But thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for hanging out with us. And we'll catch you tomorrow, and then Tuesday, and then Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday. And it just keeps on moving. We'll catch you guys next week, and we'll hopefully catch you tomorrow. All right, guys. Planet Dance, Easy Way Broadcasting, Shane Sparks. Keep in touch with them, and we'll catch you.
You're listening to Planet Dance, where Dan lives.
Finally, we have a radio show dedicated to the dance world. Thank you, Shane.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. If you got something on your mind about this dance world, call me, 914-338-1303. And remember, be patient with your patience. And if you didn't know, I am a featured host on Blog Talk Radio. This is about to be the biggest show ever, so make sure you support Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm out.